there's a chance that Daniel Jones or at least the Giants will be punished, fined, or something at this point.
I want to give some love to our guy, Duke, over at Duke's Barbershop. Make sure to follow them on Twitter, at Dukes of Albany. We'll talk more Friday, boys, but the Giants are going in the right direction, not the Eagles or the Cowboys. We got some really cool stuff coming up on Friday, well, man.
Oh, and look, ultimately, I think the Giants will be the better team, ultimately. But right now, the Eagles are the better team. They have the easier next couple matchups. And I don't know if anybody's heading in a better direction than Washington. Ron Rivera's a hell of a coach, man. Jack Del Rio should be a head coach, and he's your defensive coordinator. So you could argue the two best head coaches in the NFC East are both in Washington. And right now, it's hard to go against that. But I'll talk about the Dukes thing right now.
Let's do it, because I was going to talk about it too, because I'm getting excited about it now.
I'm not excited. I love those guys. I love going there. But I have not been clean shaven. I think we figured out it's almost been 6 years since I've been completely clean shaven. It's definitely been at least 50 pounds. So what Gaz and I are going to do is we're going to go over to Duke's Barbershop on Friday, and we're getting the beards taken completely off. We're getting a little no shave November prep. So we're going over to Duke's. You know, Duke, Matt, all of our guys, they're going to clean these things up. My fat, naked face will be available on the interwebs for No Shave November to start. It's all for a good cause. But I have not been without a beard in probably about 6 years.
Book your appointment. Who knows? Maybe on Friday afternoon, you might be in the chair next to Levack and I. Maybe you'll get the beard with us. Join us as we do it. Levack and I, No Shave November. We're getting our shave on Friday. If you want to be a part of it, go to no-shave.org. Place your donation there to be a part of this, to raise awareness for all those types of things that are happening with No Shave November. You can learn more about it. Grow your awareness, Morgan. No-shave.org. No-shave.org. Levack and I are not shaving for the month of November. Duke's Barbershop going to be all a part of that. Look for that video coming on Friday and give them a follow on Twitter again, at Dukes of Albany. Going to be an interesting thing on Friday. You and I are going to have some fun. Seeing you clean shaven, I've never seen it.
I'm not happy. I'm not.
You're going to do it for Dukes, or you're doing it for a good cause?
I'm doing it for really a good cause. I'm letting Dukes do it because I trust them. Not that it matters. Like, they're just going to take it off. You know what I mean? It's not like they're going to shave it up, but I love those guys, so I'll go do it there.
I know it's No Shave November. I wonder if we can bend the rules and have with the mustache, though, and go Movember instead.
No, I'm gonna grow a beard back.
Okay.
The mustache isn't the problem. It's the fat neck. It's the chin situation that I got going on here.
What's gonna look worse for the No Shave November? Again, please be a part of this with us. Will it be Levack's first 2 weeks, or it'll be my second 2 weeks when my neck hair grows far faster than my actual facial hair, and I just have this nasty neard running around at Thanksgiving?
My beard will be back probably by the end of week one. My beard grows fast. So I just got to get through that first week of just looking. Thank God for Matt. I might get a bigger mask just to cover all the fat on my face. It's going to be terrible.
Coming up here in headlines,
I'm saying about people with mullets? Like, yeah. Obviously, once I shave, no one's asking me for diet advice. I can guarantee you that. And if you do, you're stupid.
I want to get to this quote from a former NFL quarterback who's been a former guest on the show. He's pretty intense. He ripped one of these quarterbacks in the NFL, but does he have a point?
It's next right here, 104.5 The Team and the free 104.5 The Team app.